WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. We're diving deep into something super important today. Reframing those negative thoughts that can sometimes feel like an endless loop in your head. You know, those little voiceovers that say, you're not good enough, or this is going to be a disaster, or even the classic, I'm just not meant for this. Ever felt like you're stuck on repeat with these negative tapes? Trust me, you're not alone. But here's the awesome part. Our thoughts aren't set in stone. We have the power to change them, to rewrite those scripts and create a more positive narrative. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a super-powered video game console. It can run any program you feed it. So, instead of letting those negative thought programs keep running on autopilot, let's learn how to reprogram them with some powerful positivity. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start reframing those negative thoughts. 1. Acknowledge and accept your thoughts. It might sound counterintuitive, but the first step is actually acknowledging those negative thoughts when they pop up. Don't judge yourself for having them. Everyone has them. Just gently observe them like clouds passing by in the sky. Trying to push them away often just makes them stronger. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to swat away a fly, right? You'd calmly observe it and find a way to redirect it. 2. Challenge the validity of your thoughts. Once you've acknowledged those negative thoughts, start questioning their accuracy. Are they really true? Or are they based on assumptions and fears? Often, our minds play tricks on us, exaggerating problems and painting worst-case scenarios. Ask yourself for evidence to support these thoughts. You might be surprised by how little real proof there is. 3. Replace negative with positive. This is where the magic happens. Once you've challenged those negative thoughts, start consciously replacing them with more positive and realistic ones. Instead of thinking, I can't do this, try. This will be challenging, but I can learn and grow from it. Instead of, I'm not good enough, think I'm capable and worthy. 4. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is like a superpower. When you focus on the good things in your life, big or small, it shifts your perspective and helps to diminish those negative thought patterns. Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when negative thoughts feel overwhelming. That's totally normal. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those reframing techniques. You've got this. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You're feeling nervous. Butterflies are doing the tango in your stomach. Your inner critic chimes in, whispering doubts like, "What if I mess up?" Or, "Everyone will think I'm unprepared." Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Acknowledge them. Yep, I'm feeling a bit anxious. Then challenge them. I've prepared thoroughly, and I know my stuff. Finally, reframe those negative thoughts with positivity. I'm excited to share my ideas and contribute to the team. See how that works? So, remember, you have the power to rewrite your story. By acknowledging, challenging, and reframing those negative thoughts, you can create a more positive and empowering narrative for yourself. Take it one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. Stay tuned for more tips and strategies on how to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the positivity. Until next time, keep tapping out of those negative thought patterns and embrace all the awesomeness that life has to offer.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.